You're listening to SBS News.
On the eve of Israeli elections, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu makes an appeal to voters. The leader, who casts himself as Israel's safekeeper, is trying to sway voters on security grounds. His response to an interview on Israel's Channel 12 declared his intent. The Prime Minister vowed to annex Israeli settlements in the West Bank if re-elected. The settlements are a point of contention in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks frozen since 2014.
Who says that we won't do it? We are on the way and we are discussing it. We're discussing it and other issues. The question that you are asking is an interesting question. Whether we are moving on to the next stage, the answer is yes. We will move on to the next stage. I'm going to extend Israeli sovereignty and I don't distinguish between settlement blocks and the isolated settlements. In my opinion, each block is an Israeli area and is under the Israeli control.
Mr. Netanyahu would become Israel's longest-serving prime minister if he wins a record fifth term at the April 9 elections. But a return to power leading his right-wing Likud party is not assured. Despite Mr. Netanyahu overseeing Israel's economy, jobs and trade all bolstered over the past decade, his campaign is being circled by a corruption investigation accusing Mr. Netanyahu of bribery, fraud and breach of trust. The Hebrew University of Jerusalem's Professor Gideon Rahat says upcoming elections will be a referendum on his political credibility.
The main issues in these elections are basically all around pro-Bibi and against Bibi. It's the rule of the majority versus the rule of law. It's about populism versus anti-populism. It's about the attack on the media, on the courts, on the old elite versus the so-called the people, which Netanyahu claims to represent.
Something voters are also aware of.
It's all about Bibi. If it's the end of his career, or he can continue with all his corruption and all his games around and be a popular leader. The second point is if the rightists are going to be more after the extremes and to be more rightist, or we are going to be more in the middle.
Mr. Netanyahu faces a tough political contest ahead. In Israeli elections, where security always takes centre stage, his main political rival is brandishing his own credentials. Polls show that a former Israeli military chief that burst onto the scene only months ago is a strong contender. Benjamin Gantz formed his centrist Blue and White Party in February, along with two other former Israeli Army Chief of Staff. The party is working in partnership with another centrist group led by a former television host. Mr. Gantz told supporters to back his fight to unseat Mr. Netanyahu.
Friends, we will not let him be the largest party because we will be the largest party.
In campaign videos, Mr. Gantz boasts about leading two military campaigns on the Gaza Strip in 2012 and 2014. But the former army chief has also vowed to progress peace talks with Palestinians, something for which Mr. Netanyahu has labelled him a weak centrist for and warned against territorial concessions. The Prime Minister hopes his nationalist agenda, including the United States' recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and backing of its claim of the disputed Golan Heights, will support his vote. President Donald Trump recently spoke to Jewish American supporters about the tight race.
Benjamin Netanyahu, how is the race going, by the way? How is it? Who's going to win the race? Tell me. I don't know. Well, it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close. Two good people. But I stood with your Prime Minister at the White House to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. The Golan Heights is something I've been hearing about for a long time.
The Israeli elections will decide 120 seats in the Knesset or Parliament. No party has ever earned an outright majority in this vote, making coalition partners essential. Once votes are in, parties that win a seat submit their choice for their preferred prime minister, a choice that has left some Israelis still unconvinced.
In my opinion, there is no reason to hold the election. The election's unnecessary. Each side presents nonsense which they will not be able to implement after the elections.
The Israeli people is very confused right now because we don't know which person to choose that he can make the despair disappear.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.